The NFL and Facebook have forged a global content deal. Let's get the particulars from Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Tom, what's going on here?
Well, sports is king. That's what's going on. And Facebook is doing the same thing the broadcast networks have done, which is to really rely on the big event to drive viewership. Granted, in this case, it's not live. They are going to be highlights that come post-game. But point being, Facebook grabbing on to the shield and this large brand, two huge brands trying to, you know, expand their reach. It's a two-year deal. Terms of it are undisclosed. But here's the big thing that I kind of find interesting is that Facebook is going to sell inline ads in these highlights and mic'd up segments that NFL Films is going to be producing for the watch tab there in Facebook. And the thing about those inline ads, as you well know, is that just as the quarterback rears back to throw and the ball is in the air, they can spin you an ad as opposed to a post-roll ad that used to be able to skip. So they're getting smarter.
And how is this different from just a fan going to a team's website and sharing a highlight themselves?
It's fewer steps. It's going to have the Facebook interface. It'll be easier to share and to message and help drive some of that engagement. I think one of the most interesting things I've seen kind of on that point is the fact that a lot of this content is not going to be live. It's not going to be available until after the game. So it really kind of does make me question the whole second screen concept that we've talked about over the years in terms of kind of, you know, having two things going at once. And I think that's where the NFL is still going to be keeping folks in their ecosystem. And then once the games are over, turning them over willingly to Facebook to remonetize things like highlights.
Thanks a lot, Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv.